Your mother lives in you as goodness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Your mother lives in you as goodness. Do you know that? Your mother lives in you as goodness. Well, how about that? How can your mother live in you as goodness? Well, your mother is good. When you think of your mother, you think of good things. When you think of your mother, you think of guidance. When you think of your mother, you think of a loving being. When you think of a mother, you think of a caring being. When you think of a mother, you think of someone who realizes that the most precious and wonderful thing in her life, should she have children, are those children. And if she does have children, having those children is the most exciting adventure she could ever have. And she cannot devote enough time to all the children. She'd love to spend every minute of her day with them, although she has other things she likes to do too. But her primary goal, her primary direction, her primary activity is with her children. Now, your mother lives in you as goodness. You remember all the good things your mother did for you. You know all the good things your mother is doing now for you. You know all the wonderful things your mother is thinking about you. Your mother is always thinking of you as a success. Your mother is always thinking of you as happy. Your mother is always thinking of you as fulfilled. Your mother is always thinking of you as having the most happy life that anyone in the world can have. Your mother wants good for you. Therefore, your mother lives in you as goodness. And living in you as goodness is quite a wonderful thing to do. So, think about it. If your mother lives in you as goodness, what sort of things does your mother live in you as goodness? Being goodness. Think about it. Yeah, for all of us, it's this much the same, but a little bit different. Does your mother always make the breakfast for you? Does she serve the table? And does she always have you say, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love," before you sit down to eat? No matter whether it's breakfast, dinner, or lunch, or supper, or whether it's a snack, or whether it's just going to the ice cream store and having an ice cream cone saying, "This food is healthy for my body and filled with love." Because your mother knows that when you put that cause in motion, you will have that experience. Goodness, goodness, goodness. This food is healthy for my body. Yes, it is. This food is healthy for my body. Yes, it is. This ice cream is healthy for my body. Yes, it is. This candy bar is healthy for my body. Yes, it is. This dinner is healthy for my body. Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. The goodness that mother puts in us is just fabulous. Mother's always on our back about remembering to give thanks for the things that are beautiful in our world. She says, "Tell your neighbor, 'Thank you. That was very nice of you.' And do nice things and don't expect a thank you. But the thank you is in your heart." Oh, my mother is in my heart in so many ways, and all of them are goodness. It's so wonderful. Yes, really, your mother lives in you as goodness. My mom lives in me as goodness. Mm-hmm. I was just visiting my sister in Wilmington, Delaware, and she brought out a lot of pictures of her husband who had just moved on, and she also had a lot of pictures of our mother. And I had a room, that guest room in her house, and as I went into the room, there was mother sitting on the dresser. She was about 18 years old. And there's another picture of mother there, and she was in her 20s. And there was another picture of mother there from way back when. Now, I don't remember mother in that time because I wasn't there. I wasn't even a thought in her mind yet. And so, but as I look at it, I see where all that goodness comes from. She is just an embodiment of goodness and love and joy. She's an embodiment of magic and peace and everything she did. People would say, "Mrs. Barley, you were born with a smile on your face, weren't you? You always have a smile. You always have a happy thought for everyone. You are wonderful." Well, now, Mom not only had a happy thought for everyone, she had many happy thoughts for her children. There were five of us, and all of us We're getting happy thoughts from Mom always, and Mom's happiness lives on in us. Mother's goodness lives on in us. Oh, I could go on for hours and tell you all the wonderful things about Mom, and you could go on for hours and tell me all the wonderful things about your mom. But do that. I do that. I sort of think about my mom and think of the blessings that she brought in my life, and then I live up to them, the goodness. Now, you can think about the goodness that your mom's brought into your life and live up to it. You can praise your heart and say, oh, I'm so happy I had my mom. I'm so happy that I had the lady who was my mom, the lady who cared about me. I'm so happy she brought so much goodness into my life. I live the goodness that she brought. I eternally live it. It's planted in me as seeds here and there. And when I least expect it, I do something that Mom would have done, some loving, gentle, good act. And you see, that's the way it is. Now, you and I are mothers to our world. And we are seed planters to our world. And we are planting seeds of goodness everywhere in our world. And as we look around, we will see that everywhere in our world, people are taking on the goodness that we are planting. They're taking on the goodness that we are seeing and living and being and doing. And they are so happy. They are so joyful and so fulfilled and so harmonious in every possible way because of one thing. Just one thing. They're happy. Can you imagine that? They are just happy as can be, because this is a happy world we live in, and we're surrounded by happy people. And Mom had a great deal to do with it as we started out. And she saw us emerge as a little angel in her hands, in her arms, and she said, this is the happiest day of my life. The day that you entered my world. And I will shower you, and I will surround you, and I will enfold you, and I will bless you with all the goodness that I am. For you are born unto me, and I am happy. I give my goodness unto you in every moment of my thinking. That's what your mom says. That's what my mom says. I know. So, truly, let it be. And dwell upon that for a moment and realize you are pure goodness. I am pure goodness. That's all that matters, isn't it? Have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.